Merrick is in the studio. Welcome.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, thank you.
And your track sounds hot. Man, you got a radio voice, too. You want to do some spots for us?
Well, his dad is a well-known actor here on the island.
And you said he did a radio show, too, at one time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
his dad did.
Yeah. His dad did, yeah. Are you from Cayman originally?
Yeah, born and raised.
Okay. So when did you get started in music?
I'd probably say 2019, 2018.
Oh, it's been recent.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Your track sounded like it came straight out of an LA studio.
I was going to say, where did you get it produced? It sounds so
I do everything myself. I record it.
You have your own little studio at home.
Yeah.
That's insane.
You can train yourself if you're talented. If you have the knack and the ear, you can train yourself to do it all at home.
Right.
Yeah, thousands of hours of YouTube videos.
Yeah. Well, I would say that's how I learned video editing. I'm not doing all our TikTok videos and stuff. And I just learned it the same way. Hopped on YouTube. You can't learn natural talent with singing, though, from YouTube.
No. You've definitely got that.
Yeah. Just who were you singing for when you started? Or how did you get started?
Well, to be honest, I had a lot of inspiration from, like, other local artists.
Okay.
Coma Stone was a big influence. He's pretty big local artist right now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I went to his house and recorded my first song there because I didn't have anything.
Right.
And released that back in, like, 2018 now. And long gone off my Spotify. I hate the track now.
Wow.
But I kind of made this progression of when I started off doing like kind of rap type stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then I felt way too fake doing it. I thought it sounded terrible. And I switched to having more Caribbean influence.
Right. Yeah.
That was recent as well. It was like 2020 when I first released like my Caribbean type of track.
Yeah.
So do you start with the lyrics or do you start with the music first? I'm always curious how
I find the beats off like YouTube and stuff.
Okay.
And then when I go to record, I hum the entire song. And
oh,
then,
interesting.
I add lyrics to the humming.
So the lyrics come after the music. Yeah. Okay.
I've heard other artists do that because I read a lot of artists' bio books.
Right.
I just kind of see the process. But there's a lot of people that do that. I can't think of names now. But they'll get the music first. They get the mood they want, the vibe they want.
Right. Yeah.
And then they go through and figure out the lyrics after.
Okay. Yeah.
And then some people work the other way around. Bob Dylan, for example, always did the other way around.
Right.
Wrote the lyrics first, then figured out the song. So
I don't know. There's been a couple of times I feel like it just depends. Like,
yeah.
I'll just be out somewhere and I'll think of something. I'll write it down in notes or something.
Right.
And then
you're smart that you write it down because you always think you're going to remember it. And then you get home, you're like, what was that great line?
It's very similar to us with ideas for the show. I always be out and think of something. Oh, that's great. We can talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah.
And
we'll WhatsApp each other. So
I'll WhatsApp her sometimes so I don't forget. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
And then I'll forget and then we both forget.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Yeah.
That's the thing with getting creative ideas. You got to note it right then because it will disappear.
Yeah.
You know, for certain 100%. People. So how does your mind work when it comes to music? Do you improvise the song? Do you, how do you compose?
I feel like I always go into it with a certain vibe in my head. I'm like from my latest track, Cassava, it was a picture that I saw and I was like, I want a piece of music that would match the vibe in this picture. So the cover that I have for it right now.
Let me ask you a question. When you think of a particular song, like what's a favorite track of yours from a major artist?
Oh man, that's a crazy question to ask on the spot. I have no idea. Like,
it could be anything. This is just an example. So like anybody inspires you. I hear a lot of Drake in your music.
Yeah.
I know he inspires you.
I'd say like Signs by Drake.
Okay, Signs by Drake. When I say Signs by Drake to you, do you associate anything else with it? Like a color or sound or a taste or anything? Does anything ring a bell?
Like light orange.
Knew it. I knew he was a synesthesia. Do you know what that is?
No idea.
You are. And only 4% of us are. I'm one as well because when he said...
it takes on to no one.
When he said that he had a picture in his head.
Right.
When I said that song.
Right.
He's a synesthesia.
So he thinks in images and...
You think in images and colors. Now, when you think of the letter A, what color is it? Does it have a color? Yeah, see? It has a color. When I say that to people
Blue?
Yeah, see?
What color is your A?
My A is yellow.
Oh,
and my B is orange, my C is purple, D is gray.
That's insane.
But if I say this to people,
everything's like gray.
Yeah, if I say this to people, they're like, "What are you talking about? I don't see any colors with letters." But like a lot of musicians and artists do.
Yeah,
and
I could just put a color to something.
Yeah,
like
and just be like, "Yeah, that makes sense."
It's called synesthesia. I thought you associate colors and sounds and tastes and stuff with different things. People don't do that.
No,
it's just me. Mm. And
well,
Merrick, apparently.
4% of you, yeah.
So it's just interesting. But anyway, let's play your track because I can't wait
to hear the full thing, yeah.
Terry hasn't heard it all the way through.
What's it called again?
Cassava.
Cassava.
When did you record this?
Wow, when did I record this? Probably like 2 months ago now.
So it's really fresh. It's okay.
Very recent. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you got it here on Z99. We just started playing this a couple of weeks ago. Merrick. And Cassava is the name of the track. And we got it for you. It's the best new local music here on Z99.
Yeah. Outside now, you hide your drama. Days with those girl moves so slow. You're telling lies when I go through your phone.
Wait, who produced it?
SK.
SK. Oh, SK. Okay, yeah. is that what you go by as a producer?
No. That's just a guy that I've met over the internet, pretty much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Very cool.
Met him on YouTube. He lives somewhere in, where is it? I can't even remember where he's from, but someplace crazy.
Isn't that cool that you can just collaborate with people all over the world now?
Yeah.
The power of just, meet up with them through different forums and just saying, hey, we should do a collab together. And you don't need to be in the same city, town, country.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I love it.
It's literally as easy as doing it in the same room.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, anyway, we're talking to Merrick, who is a local artist that we just started playing his track. Is this the first track you've kind of released to be played on radio and things like that?
No, I had another one that got played on radio before, Centipede.
Oh, okay. Did we play that maybe years ago?
I don't think so.
I'm not sure. I think it was just Radio Cuman.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Well, so that's Cassava, and you can find that on all
streaming platforms, every single one.
Awesome. Well, when you get new tracks, too, send it our way.
Yeah, of course.
We definitely want to keep supporting local music around here.
Dude, you sound like you should be on every major radio right now.
That's a lot of the songs.
Somebody listening that works on other networks around the world, get him on.
Yeah.